So what we'll do is we'll do the intro.
Okay.
Where we have come back in time to tell the listener what we just talked about.
Should I erase this stuff?
Oh, no, certainly not, because that's going in the show notes.
Awesome.
So we have, first of all, I'll do a little bit of a boilerplate, which says, hi, I'm Todd, the host, and you're listening to Comedy Above the Pub. That's Cat PD and me.
We're in partnership. Talk during that.
Oh, you can if you want. Okay. I don't know. They've heard this all before. This is all information they've had if they come back. This is the boring part.
What if it's just a new listener?
Mm-hmm. I wish I could find a new way to vibrant it up and say we're in partnership with Byte TV and part of the Talk Hole Network of podcasts. What's it like, guys?
Da-da-da-da-da.
It's better than radio.
It's better than radio. Oh, right.
It's radio, but it stinks.
Yeah. It's not cancer.
It might be.
Yeah. It's melanoma time.
You know, that's radio? Right. Same.
It's like, you know, radio is like that, but you carry it with you. That's right. The onus is on you. You got to lug this shit
just
around.
Just a few melanomads.
Yep. We have with us Dave Barclay.
Hi.
And Matt Cowell.
Hello.
And together, you make...
Parker and Seville.
And timing.
The best timing in showbiz.
Yes. Fantastic sketch troupe. On the back of their album Side Sizzle, which you can buy on iTunes, and you can go to comedywithapub.com and find the link in the show notes to purchase this. Now, what do we talk about in this this show? We talk about, what were the things we talked about?
Hockey.
Hockey we did.
Oh, Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Montreal.
Carrot Top.
Mm-hmm. Carrot Top. Carrot Top got a mention, so this is going to be popular.
Converse sneakers.
Oh,
yeah.
The Wong sisters.
Yeah.
You'll know what we're talking about.
They're not even our realtors. I mean, like, I don't know why, but that's a lovely picture, by the way. Make sure you go to the show notes to see the show notes. These are actually perfect.
The University of Phoenix spitting cockroaches?
That's right. The whistling cockroaches. Whistling cockroaches. Yeah. And just for laugh, backfire gags.
Yeah.
That's what we talk about. One thing I will bring to the listener's attention is that we're sponsored by Audible.com. Oh. I don't know if you guys like books. You guys like books?
I love books.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've used Audible.com.
Oh, have you?
I downloaded 1919, the Treaty of Versailles history.
Oh, beauty. Okay. That sounds
Macmillan?
That sounds riveting.
It was dry.
Yeah.
Should have read it in a book.
Right. Who did they get to read that? I hope someone with a list.
It was the author.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Welcome to 1919. It just like
the year was 1919.
And they have to keep replacing the spit, like the pop screen in front of me. You choked up another one. Oh, shit. How about you, Matt?
Audibles.com?
Yeah, Audibles.com.
My brother uses it all the time. He downloads a lot of books, listens to them in the car.
Is that
he
Max can, or Ferg?
Max.
Well, he can get a free one.
Okay.
Because they have Audible. They have over 180,000 audio products and books. So all they got to do to get a free book is just sign up for the service. It's absolutely free. Cancel whenever you want. And they go to audibletrial.com/CATP. It's that easy.
People take a long time to write books and just get it for free.
Right. And it gets jacked right into your head hole right there. Yeah. There's no eye tiring.
I call it my ear.
Yeah, that's... I'm not good at anatomy. audibletrial.com/CATP. Go and get your free audiobook today. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, talking about Side Sizzle, Parker and Seville. So you don't do Parker and Seville anymore?
We just don't really do vaudeville anymore.
Okay.
Like, we're still Parker and Seville. We still do shows as Parker and Seville.
Right.
But it's just a name now versus those characters.
Right. So it becomes a two-man troupe at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah, the vaudeville was fun.
Now, is the album out now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we should have brought you a copy.
No worries.
Dave might have.
Okay.
He's always up to tricks.
If he doesn't, he can leave.
Well, Dave, you gotta go. Okay. Friday, June 26th.
June 26th?
All right.
So the reason I keep this door closed is because some people are allergic to Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. So. I was allergic to cats, but mm-hmm. Matt has cats and he lives in the basement, and so I get, like, low-level exposure to...
You two live in the same building?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The same
cats
house,
are a big hook.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Right.
That's our gimmick since we stopped doing that.
Got it.
Oh, look at that. See, he can stay. He can stay. Yeah.
There we are.
See, now we're about smiling.
Gorgeous.
Playing the piano.
Yeah.
Side sizzle. Okay. And you had a mustache at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it November?
No, I never grew one for November. That's never really my style.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a much classier metal
pen. First time.
I love the uniforms.
Oh, thanks. That was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. They're doing that like the Hives in Devo. Those are my only two musical references. Just
okay.
So
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's either the Hives or Devo. One of the two.
That's going to match up to something.
It is.
Hives.
Hives. Yes, jot that down.
Devo.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's handy.
The two are so similar.
I'll put a harder in them.
Yeah.
Matt, if you got the date wrong, then it's on both of us.
Would the, I don't know.
I think it's June 26th.
I'll just move it in my calendar as to when we were...
Yeah. Yeah.
By all means, use the headphones if you like.
Okay.
I don't know if you...
Sure.
Let's you know what you're doing.
Yeah, how often do you get to use headphones?
Daily.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
that's nice.
They're readily available.
Are we including earbuds as headphones?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then yes, every day.
Every day.
Not one. Not one day goes by that I don't have those things jammed in my ear head.
Really?
No.
Ramming them in.
Yeah, my doctor says I have a problem.
Yeah, it's supposed to hurt a lot, right?
You have a mild hematoma.
Yeah.
I did that, actually. It was like before I went for like a physical or something. And you know how they say you're not supposed to clean your ears with Q-tips?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what is your option otherwise, right?
Yeah, I got that problem. There's sure. like a squirter thing that you can get, but I tried to do that.
No, that sounds awful. Yeah, I don't want to squirt anything in my ears.
Yeah, instead of blowing your nose, why not use a nostril enema? No, it's not happening. So I guess I had gotten a little too excited about the whole clean ear situation. And it went in just a little too far. Like, you know when it does, like, not
right.
puncturing eardrum, but like, you know, it's like, oh.
Yeah. I touches a little bit of your brain.
Did something. Just like, oops, that's it. And we got to that point in the physical where she does the ear look, mm-hmm. right? And she has the little light on.
Yeah.
And she literally does one of these things. She looks in and then pulls out and looks at me like, really? Like,
oh. she's you don't need that judgment.
Yeah. She's like, you have a hematoma. And I went, oh my God, what's that? She goes, it's a bruise. It's like, so got a little excited today.
Deal with that,
And I went, yes, I
Why
did.
Why didn't she just say bruise?
Right. Because
they got it,
to judge you.
Right.
They went to school for it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to use that for something.
I love that in hospitals, to make the short form for gunshot wound, they use the initials GSW, which has more syllables than gunshot wound. When time is of the essence.
Why do you know that?
Why do I know that? I watch.
Yeah,
I watch
how many gunshot wounds have you?
Let me tell you. I know a little bit about the medical profession. I've watched an episode of House.
Oh, so, yeah. More than I can say.
Fear me.
I watched half an episode of House.
Yeah.
That's like 3.5 years of medical school.
So you know what? You're close. I didn't get time for residency. I didn't get House residency. Do you ever get tied up in those procedurals? Because I will. I know you only made it through a half a House, but I started watching it kind of regularly for a while.
No, and then got away from it. My thing.
Okay.
I need something with an arc or a laugh track, I guess.
Right. I need to know when to laugh.
Yeah.
I don't want to make that kind of decision for myself.
Thank God Whitney has that way ahead for me.
I'm trying to think. Any procedural, like, Dexter was kind of like a different kind of procedural, right? Like, I guess it was. It's not like a CSI style.
Right.
Like, Yeah, I never really got into any of those either.
Well, spoken as a man who hasn't seen episode one of Dexter, let me give you my opinion.
I love it.
Here we go. Yeah. From what I hear, it's got like a lovely series arc to it. Like it kind of masks the procedural part within it, I'm guessing.
Is that how
that works? There used to be like the Law and Order franchises in terms of procedurals I loved. Because you could just put one on in the background. And there was always that thing of like, in the early days of Facebook, there should be a 24-hour Law and Order channel. And then,
those high-pitched Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I picture everyone speaking. Morgan Freeman on Facebook still sounds like that.
You know what I think?
But then every hungover New Year's Day, A&E answered that call.
Yeah.
And would just run them. All day, so you're just
and
like.
And then you're like, this is a bad idea.
There's a lot of crime in this year.
Yeah. What are the shows that when they're on for you, you just go, ugh. Like, I'm locked and I'm not going to be moving from the show.
Oh, like, yeah, it's on and you just kind of get lost in it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that happened for a little while with The Big Bang Theory for me.
Really?
Just because it's so mindless. Like,
yes.
It's colorful and mindless. That I just get lost in, like, the pretty colors.
Right.
And, like Dave said, a laugh track.
Mm-hmm.
It told me what to do at every moment in the show.
Right.
Even if it wasn't funny, I would just kind of sit there just, and it's on, like, back to back to back to back.
Right.
So you don't have to do anything.
It really takes the pressure.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. I wasn't as stressed out as I normally am watching television.
The thing that I hate is that whole Netflix thing of, this is starting in eight seconds.
Oh my goodness, yes, that is...
Right. You fucking try and leave the couch. This is going.
I've been doing that with Futurama lately.
Uh-huh. That's bad. The Office, I've been doing that, the U.S. Office, because I realized I only watched up to like season six.
Yeah.
But somehow there are episodes where I go, I remember seeing this, and it's impossible.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how did this happen?
There's a couple seasons in there that were kind of hidden, I think. Things got weird. Things got weird on the show.
Right.
Yeah, I think maybe did it change time slots or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I think they did with The Office, I think around season seven, because those are where the cluster of episodes are that I go, I don't own this, because that was the only time I would ever... watch it. I would take the DVDs on the road.
Yeah.
And I stopped at season six. I'm watching season seven. I'm like, I've seen these and I don't know how. So I think what they did is a la U2 showing up on your iPhone suddenly. I think NBC just kind of jacked in season seven to people and went, how'd you like it?
Yeah. You got people's brains.
I think that's what they did.
Oh, wow. Straight into the brain.
Am I close? Do you think? Have you seen season seven of The
weird
Office?
Dreams.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I know every goddamn thing that happened.
Yeah, I remember The Office used to be like must-watch television.
Yes.
It was for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of 30-rocked itself.
Right.
Where there's just like, you don't even know what's happening in the show anymore. And people are like, oh yeah, this is still on tonight.
Right.
There's too many threads for...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really 30-rocked it.
Well, here's... I was looking it up on... like on the net just to get like a synopsis of some seasons to see like what kind of where I was and that sort of thing. It's like, okay, so this is where I stopped. I can continue. And they showed the ratings for each episode.
Yeah.
And you think like, oh God, The Office, you got like Steve Carroll and John Krasinski and Rainn Wilson. It's just like, it's a lovely ensemble cast. And you're like, Jesus, this is going to be great. And it's going to be huge numbers. Like 7,000 or 7 million, 9 million.
Yeah.
Which isn't huge.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
It was just on a little too long.
Less than the population in Canada.
Yeah.
That's my marker for everything.
Let's put it this way. They would lose people like my mom.
Yeah.
Everyone in Canada watch this, my mom would just cross her arms and go, no. Unless it's, what is her thing? Gilmore Girls right now?
Gilmore Girls? And
the West Wing.
She just was one at a time?
Yes.
Well, did the viewership really drop when Steve Carell left? Like, is that when it really changed?
Not for the seasons I was looking up. Because that was when it was about 8 million, 9 million people,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
And then when he left, I'm not sure what happened. Like, this will find out, but yeah.
It's just like non-sports TV is down now.
Right.
People download it or watch something else.
I think so. Yeah. And I guess like there's no way that you can... calculate those numbers, mm-hmm. right? Like Netflix must, though, right?
Yeah, they have to have some
they
way.
They have the secrets,
right?
Yeah, they've got potions that deal with those.
Yes,
things.
That's how statistics work. Alchemy.
Yeah, just a bureau full of seers.
Yeah,
listening out in the back of Netflix.
I picture them with like the crack babies in Minority Report. They're just soaking in a Mr. Turtle pool.
Oh yeah.
And then, you know, the ball comes down from like, you know, their thing, and they just like look up and go, House of Cards. Someone's watching.
Shouldn't
that.
Shouldn't we use this to fight terrorism or something?
Right.
No. We gotta help Netflix.
Sponsorship
Netflix
dollars.
Terrorism. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But that's the thing now too. I mean, like, there's not only have we collectively said to the networks effectively, we don't need you anymore, you know.
Yeah,
like they could have, like we did the music industry and to a lesser extent the film industry. That's going to be the next one, I think, where people just go, don't need to theaters anymore. And then even that's happening now, but like not you're still getting huge blockbuster weekends.
Yeah,
when those start drying up, that's going to be
it should happen sometime soon, right?
I think so. Because television's down.
Yeah.
Music is gone. Right? Yeah,
books. Like
books. That's really anything that we jack into our head.
Yeah.
Been replaced by podcasts and audiobooks.
Yeah. Yeah. Podcasts are better than ever.
Yes. Look at us on the front. We're leading the charge. You're
destroying everything.
We did it.
Yay. Take that, society. What I love is that we're at a point where you can see the model changing. Like the networks are, again, they're there, but they're not as important. And you're seeing things like AMC putting out shows like Mad Men and Walking Dead and that sort of thing, who are not getting large numbers, but the cultural relevance is huge. Mm-hmm. Like the numbers on Mad Men were small.
Yeah.
But everyone knows who Don Draper is. And then the fact that you see like Netflix as a streaming thing putting out original content, Amazon putting on original content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yahoo series.
Yahoo.
As well.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. I think Canoe in Canada will probably be picking that.
Oh, wow. Can't wait
What's
for that.
What's on Canoe tonight?
Right.
Yeah.
Friendster presents tonight on ICQ. Read the scripts of Breaking Bad. Do you guys what's your favorite streaming show right now, or do you guys have them? Like how do you
feel? True Detective, I guess.
Okay.
Does that count? Yeah.
Is that
a streaming show?
Did you watch it?
I think
on
the way
cable,
you're watching it is.
Did you watch it on like
actual, no, we
like,
have HBO.
Yeah. Oh.
We're not wealthy, we just spend our money poorly.
Right.
I just watch cartoon streaming, Futurama, mm-hmm. American Dad, stuff right. that they're not making right now, but
right.
there's so many episodes that, like you said, as soon as one ends, it's doing a countdown to the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just watch those all day long.
Right.
I'm watching a lot of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Very nice.
Oh, yes,
right
yes.
And Peppa Pig.
Really?
Yeah.
Getting ready for a spec script, are you?
Yeah.
Gotta get the characters right.
It's 800 seasons.
Well, do you have a child?
I have two children.
Oh, well, that'll explain that.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, that's a weird fan base thing. That's...
I really like trains.
But he doesn't watch the shows with the kids, though.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just his own.
That's, this is daddy thing. Time.
I keep trying to put it on, and they're like, no, daddy.
We want to watch House of Cards. Get out of my room. I did not know you had two kids.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Happened pretty recently. Thank you. Yeah, I have a 2.5-year-old and a 6-month-old.
Mm-hmm.
And one's a boy and one's a girl.
Nice. Look at that.
Yeah.
Played right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
No favorites.
Like we planned it.
Mm-hmm. And sorry, how old are they again?
2 and 6 months.
2 and 6 months. So which one's the 6-month-old?
The new one's a girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's got a big brother now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she always has had one, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. That's right.
As new for her as anything.
Right. Not until she came out. I was like, now I have a big brother.
That's it. Was 9 months where
right.
she didn't know.
It's just like, nope, can't count. until he can actually push forward and go, hey, put up your dukes, stay away from my sister. He likes in old-timey boxing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's what I've been teaching
I've seen
him.
That 2.5-year-old fighting. He fights that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They actually have a word for that stance, and I can't can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
The
like Queensbury rules?
Is that what it is?
That's related, I think.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the stance, but...
Right. Queensbury, so what...
I don't know what it's called.
To the listener, we'll do this in described audio. I'm holding up my fists in an old-timey manner.
Yeah, to the side, right? Like pointing to the side of the body, really?
Yeah. Oh, is it that way? Like, I feel like it was this way. I thought it was up front.
Well, I guess, but I feel like your body's supposed to be turned that way.
Yes, that's
too, right.
That's right.
It's for an audience.
Yeah. Right.
So you cheat out.
Right, exactly.
You all know what we're doing, right?
Yeah. You have to imagine us saying, put them up, put them up.
Right. This makes riveting radio.
Oh, good.
This is where people go, oh, Christ, they're acting now. Hey, listener, what do you think of my pants? Can you believe the color? You should actually, we'll probably do it at the top, but just reintroduce your voices to the listener.
Sure.
Just let them know what the sound of your voice is. Give your names.
My name's Dave Barkley, and this is the sound of my voice.
Oh, I fucking love when people do that. Yes.
Ooh, and... That was nice. My name is Matthew Cowell, and this is the beautiful... Tin is a tin a voice thing?
Tin-eared.
Oh, I've got a tin ear.
Timber is what you're looking for. You're looking for the timber.
This is a beautiful timber.
You're the timberland of this room.
Yes. Yeah, that's me.
Yes. This is how little I know about his career. Is he like what a veterinarian or something? That's on TV. This Timberland, is that what he does?
Timberland.
Does he run a cooking show?
No, I'm thinking of Timbaland.
Timbaland.
Oh, what's a Timbaland?
Right. That's a rapper. He's a rapper.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a rapper. Nelly Furtado.
Right.
What's the other song?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Promiscuous Girl. That's a go-to karaoke for me and my wife.
Really?
No, I do it. Yeah.
Really?
But she does Timberland.
Uh-huh.
Timbaland, sorry.
Timbaland.
Sorry, Timbaland. He's going to call.
What's a timba?
It's, you know, if you say the word Timberland with an urban accent.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Timberland.
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 I think it's the shoes he wears.
Yeah, that's what I thought Timberland was, right?
Mm.
I am DJ Adidas. No, actually, the perfect shoe for rapping would be Converse, because it's actually Converse.
Right.
Wordplay. Okay.
It's pretty heavy.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And that concludes this episode. Yeah. We're done. There will be no better intelligence other than that. How's the summer going, guys?
Oh, great.
Yes.
Today, I was standing on the corner waiting for Matt, and I was like, it is summer now. This is hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's June. Oh, God.
Yeah. June's almost done. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it either. Like, I'm like, this is what I hate about summer, is that just the amount of heaviness on the accelerator pedal that it drives through. It's just like, okay, we'll get the first barbecue out of the way. And then next thing you know, you're raking fucking leaves, and it's astounding.
I guess people just have a good time in the summer, so you don't even think about how fast the time passes.
Right. We must be having fun.
And then in the winter, like, everyone's, like, upset that it's the winter, so it feels like it takes a long time.
Right.
Yeah,
I think they might take the same amount of time.
Right.
I'm not sure.
I think 24 hours is 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
They haven't changed it yet.
So I think I know what I need to do for next summer. It's probably too late for this one.
Mm-hmm.
To extend my perception of it, I'm going to have to somehow get crippling depression.
Okay.
Because then I won't be having a good time, and the summer will last forever.
I can think of a lot of ways to do that.
Sure. I just look at my career.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Just live the life we've all been living.
Yes. Yeah. That's all we do.
Self-reflection. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it. Not near a gun. Not near the loaded gun. Matt, your summer's going well?
Yeah, it's like you said, I cannot believe that we're almost into July already.
Right.
It's flying by. I mean, yeah, I spend every single day outside, so I really get to embrace summertime.
How come you get to spend every day outside?
I walk dogs for a living.
Beauty.
So I'm outside all the time in this beautiful weather.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, the sun's draining, you know? But I think it's supposed to give you energy or something.
Well, vitamin D.
Yeah.
It gives you that.
Yeah.
And
but it still makes you tired.
On the one hand, vitamin D. Yep. On the other, Heat stroke. That's the other one.
Melanoma.
That was the word I was looking for. Yeah. I was thinking it's not marshmallow. What is it? The sun does not give you marshmallows.
I got a bad case melanoma. Of marshmallows.
Yes. Big puffy blisters. They're so tasty.
I got marshmallows. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The heat stroke's definitely a real thing that happens.
Yes. Has it happened to you this year yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've had it a few times.
Right.
Just those days that I spend all day in the sun, and then I go and play like softball or some kind of sport also out in the sun.
Right.
And I'm like, I didn't drink any water today again. Whoops.
If you need me, I'm collapsed in the outfield.
Yeah.
Don't throw to center field.
I don't know why they would throw to center field.
Yeah,
it's not a common play in baseball.
They would have to put you, probably you'd want to be at first, and you just throw out the lump that is you collapsed on first base.
Yeah.
Like, so long as you can like hit the stomach.
Yeah, and the ball just stays in.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, just wedges.
Velcro a bunch of gloves to your body.
Right.
Yeah. That's standard softball.
Yeah, that's pretty much. The guy shows up looking like the Michelin man, just covered in baseball gloves. Sorry, didn't have some water today.
Got heat stroke again, yeah.
This was much easier than getting water somewhere.
Right. My wife caught it. Caught heat stroke. That's right. You know. She was in a room with a bunch of coughing people, came out with heat stroke. We had rented a car in California, and we drove around with like the top down first day. It's like, great. And we're hitting vineyards. And so I'm not drinking that much. And so I'm trying to drink as much water because I don't want to get the heat stroke. Mm. And I don't think she had enough. And she was collapsed for like 3 days with just like flu symptoms and like can't move from bed and that sort of thing. So I'm like, ugh. And this was like, you know, our big vacation. I proposed on the whole thing at the end because she was sick for most of it. So I just waited. Right.
But you got her sick to guarantee a yes.
Yes, yeah. I did. That's right.
You're like, don't worry about this water, dear.
Yeah.
Side. Keep knocking it out of her hands.
Yeah. What are you doing that? That's for pussies. Only men drink. You see, I just countered that entire argument. I'm just like, how do I get her to stop drinking? It's only for men. There you are.
Yeah, water's only for men. Just
right. Gender discrimination.
Gender discrimination.
It's the manliest drink I can think of.
Yeah, water. There's so many guys I know in the water bar afterwards.
Oh my goodness, right. Yeah.
The pretentious asshole Doug from accounting always drinks Evian.
He's so sober.
Hey guys,
so cool.
What do you say we all go to the bar after work and not try to avoid our crippling lives. How about we take it right in the chest without any sort of blunting or hazing nicety that could just help get you through your life?
Let's think clearly about our regrets.
Right. That's right.
There you go. You figured out how to get the crippling depression you're looking for.
There we go. Yeah. I'm going to stop drinking.
Just drink water all the time.
That's right.
Get nice and healthy.
I think that would last for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then my wife would just show up with like a bottle of steam whistle and go, get this into you.
She'd wait till you fall asleep and just pour it in your mouth.
Right, that's right.
And then move your mouth like the eating way. And yes. Just like, she doesn't understand the difference between eating and drinking. Yes.
The non-drowny way in my sleep.
You gotta chew
the throat massaging it down. Yeah.
Get this into you. Just massaging the throat. And then I wake up hungover and no idea why.
Yeah.
Oh, none of the benefits.
Right. Yeah, just the worst part.
I didn't take a swing at a cop last night. I didn't drunk tweet my friends. There's no apology. I don't know what's happening.
Just the hangover.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys been drunk recently? Are you drinkers at all? Or because here's the thing: in comedy, as we are, you're performing in bars. It's very simple to I'll just have a post show pint, you know, just kind of wind down, cut to 1:45 in the morning. Last call, guys.
It happens a little too easily most of the time. Like, we had rehearsal on Wednesday night for a show we did on Thursday night, but the rehearsal was at a bar.
Of course.
So, of course, they had a special on. They had this new beer that they were like, they gave us samples, so before we knew it, we each had a couple or two or three.
Which bar was this?
At Betty's.
That's what I thought. As soon as I heard,
it's at Betty's.
Yeah. So you rehearsed in the upstairs space?
We sat at a table and just went just obnoxiously went over our material in the middle of a bunch of other people.
Yeah, we got really loud. Yeah,
right.
I think I realized at one point, I'm like, guys, we are screaming nonstop. We have to quiet down. We can't do this here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then so we're drinkers. I mean, like, that turned into a bit of a drinking night, and then we had a show the next night. The show went well, and you have a couple more pints.
Yep.
So, to answer your question, I was drunk last night.
Attaboy.
Yeah. I haven't got puking drunk in a while, though. Maybe because I've been
That's very different. Yes. Puking drunk is a very different type of drunk.
I was trying to think if I've done that since my bachelor
That's
party.
Heat stroke plus drunk.
Yes.
Equals puking
That's
drunk. True.
Oh, the best for that is when you do a golfing day. Mm. Or, like, one of those things where, like, you're out on the water or the first day at the all-inclusive beach resort.
Oh, those are always... They turn into nightmares, those first days.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Delirium tremens.
Yeah.
Really, that's... The... I love picturing you sitting in Betty's, which is... Because the Wednesday night... As soon as you said samples, Wednesday night, I went...
Yeah.
The comedy show there, Corktown Comedy, has been getting a lot of people that have come up after that. But I just...
Oh, that makes
I just love picturing you in the side room... In a very crowded Betty's, going through these scripts in a very loud manner. Like, okay, now we'll do the neo-Nazi applying for a job at Starbucks and go.
Yeah.
I hate black people. Whoa.
Yeah, just constantly timing out to apologize to everybody.
Right. You don't understand.
We're actually doing a new sketch heavy on French Canadian accents.
Okay.
So there was room for people to get offended in Betty's.
Right.
But
I don't think there was any French Canadians that were there.
No.
Well, not after you guys were there.
Yeah, we cleared them.
We did. We cleared it out.
Guys, we're leaving now. Listen to them. Dolly, fuck. They don't know anything. Which
That's
I just...
pretty
I,
good.
Well, I just listened to that, and I think the last bit of that sentence started to go Rastafarian, and I don't know
they
why.
They don't know anything.
They don't know that ting, man.
That ting, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's tough. Accents are hard.
I have been, here's my problem, I've been listening to dub reggae for the past 5 days for no reason. I don't know, I just listened to a lot of podcasts, and I had this music one that I guess I don't know what the relationship would be, my wife's cousin, so my cousin-in-law, is that a thing? Let's call it that.
Yeah.
One of the in-laws is a techno DJ. He's one of those guys.
Oh,
So he put out these series of podcasts through his record label, and some of them are like, you know, electronic music and stuff like that, but a lot of them are dub reggae. And so they've just been just this barrage of patois, which thankfully is better than Rob Ford's, but it's still kind of like it rattles you because I'll as the small town white man that I am, I listen to it and I love it, but then suddenly I start trying to sing along and go, that's just wrong. I shouldn't be doing this. Certainly not that word or that word. And I don't even know what that word means. So yeah. What do you guys listen to? What's your wind down? Well, okay. Yours is Wheels on the Bus.
Yeah. Wheels on the Bus. Yeah. That's good. Your remixes.
Yes. Your musical tastes have now been usurped.
I didn't really have a strong musical taste before. So I had a running joke where I said that I hated music for a long time. Uh-huh. People would always take that the wrong way. I don't
what, know. What a comedian approach, though. Like, I had a running joke my whole life that I just said I hated music.
I hated music.
Just to describe your taste in music.
Right.
Like, it's a running joke.
Yeah.
It's not my opinion.
No one understood. Yes. Yeah. It turned out it wasn't a real joke.
Dear Andy Kaufman, you would be so proud of me.
The long con.
Yeah. Oh, no, hate music.
What's that movie with Christian Bale where he plays... There's twin Christian Bales and they're magicians.
Oh, the prestige.
Yeah. And they spent their like entire life pretending there's only one of them.
Right.
And like the ruse was on like no one or something. They were the only two that knew.
Right.
Yeah. That's what Dave's been doing.
That's
what
I've been doing.
Musical tastes.
Yeah. One of the twins hates music and the other loves it.
Right. Okay. So the soundtrack for The Prestige. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you listen to?
Everything. Yeah. You know, like, I'll toss on the radio and I can listen to whatever's on.
Mm-hmm.
The CD, I still listen to CDs all the time.
Ah, boy.
So that's where I...
Love it.
There's I was big into like punk music when I was when I was younger, and I still listen to a lot of it.
Right.
What do I... I've got the Killers in my... in my Rondo right now, so right. I still... And I'm the kind of guy that will... I'll listen to a CD like 40 times in a row. Like, okay. I just leave it in.
Yep.
And like everyone else is like, take this off, please. And I'm like, I'm trying to learn the words.
Exactly.
But I'm so bad, yeah. So yeah, everything, really.
Mm-hmm. The, I wish I could join you on the Killers. Like, they have... They have like one or two songs that I love, but like for the bulk of them, though, I don't even think it's their music that I have an issue with. It's more the thing that everyone sort of latched onto the fact that they were from Vegas and just won't let that go. You know, like they're into how many albums now they got out? Four or five?
Must be something.
Something like that. Yeah. And like they'll throw out like a new song all the way from Las Vegas. It's like we're celebrating the fact that culturally nothing should come from there.
Nothing, yeah. It's that's where things die.
There,
yeah.
Yes. There should be nothing artistic, but here it is. Like a small dandelion prying its way through the concrete right outside of Caesars.
Well, Vegas is like the rage now, right? There's an NHL team that's going to be going to Vegas,
is that
right?
Confirmed?
It sounds like it's gaining traction, like real traction.
See, I couldn't remember where they held the... Like last year's NHL awards. Is it always in Vegas?
I feel like it's been a few times.
Okay. Because I couldn't remember where it was, and then when they said live from Las Vegas, I was like, aha! You slipped out of your conspiracy! Now it all falls into place. And it's not the case at all. I don't know what's going on with it. But the it's just I don't think that's a good thing.
No.
Are you guys hockey fans?
Yeah.
Love it, yeah.
Who's Leaf fans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm a Sens guy, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I used to really dislike the Sens, and then maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I just started to appreciate Canadian teams or like good hockey or like Mark Stone is a fantastic player. Eric Karlsson just won the Norris.
Just won the Norris.
And he's an awesome player as well.
Oh, for
and
sure.
They just made a trade today, too. The Sens.
They did. They traded Leonard and...
Leguan.
Leguan, that's right. Oh. To Buffalo for two first-round picks.
Yeah, I love that
deal. So, that's crazy.
So, yes, hockey fans. I'm definitely a hockey fan. Mm-hmm. So, I'm following all these stories all the time.
I forgot that I had the NHL app on my phone, and it was reminding me all fuck. I don't care what St. Louis is doing. Shut up. I'm with you on the Canadian team thing. But then it took this last playoff period series. For me to go, oh shit, right, I do hate Montreal. No, pack of assholes.
Yeah, you know what? It's mostly Montreal fans that I think are really where they'll be like, Leafs fans, get out of here. And like they do that chirpy kind of fun way of like jabbing you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I like your team and my team.
Right.
And they're just like, no.
Well, there's a lot riding on the fact that there's a rivalry between the Leafs and the Habs. So if you're I'm not in the rivalry, they're like,
I think the main thing is you can't really fight anyone if you're a Leafs fan because we're so bad and been so bad. So
you have
you're
to
just like
win some games.
You're like, Leafs stink. You're like, yep.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
Spot on, Habs fan.
You got us there.
Yeah.
You're I was so impressed that Ottawa went as far as they did this year.
Yeah.
It was a complete surprise, and Hammond was just...
He was amazing.
Just perfect, right?
The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar. And this is the thing, though, like with that, not to completely lose every single audience member that we have right now. Fucking Senators. Everyone was saying...
that's your audience member?
Right. By the way, that's the sound of my listener.
Was that a call-in?
Yeah, it sounds like it also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Call me about the pub. You're on the air. This is Todd. Who's this?
It's Senators.
Senators. Click.
Oh, it's couples now.
Why would they bother calling in to hang up? Why would they do that?
I made my point.
We didn't even get a name. It does nothing for our demographic information. The whole trade, like when Hammond's on fire and Anderson came back and Leonard was injured, I was like, there's no way that you keep him.
Yeah.
Right? And so when it finally happens, like, Ottawa's like, oh, what the hell? Like, everything just gets stupid crazy around trade time. And for the Leafs, I think what's going to be interesting is now that they have the new organization in place with Babcock.
Yeah, the $50 million coach.
Right. That's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. Like, I'm so excited to see what happens.
I think you're going to see some prima donnas chucked out of that.
Yeah.
They're going to be chucked out of that dressing room like dishcloths. It's wick gone. It's going to be fun.
Well, and tonight is the NHL draft.
That's right.
One of the biggest drafts.
That's right.
It's a busy NHL time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a pretty exciting. I'm going to watch the draft tonight.
Right.
I do sometimes, but I'm, like, actually excited to watch it.
What makes it, I think, what makes that draft fun is if it's on the back of like a good youth tournament,
yeah.
Like when the World Juniors is on, and if you see like a really good thing, you go, oh Christ, we got to keep our eyes on these kids,
yeah.
And then you're watching them playing kind of the Connor McDavid story, and who's the weird looking one from the U.S.
Jack Eichel,
right? That's the guy.
Yeah,
the consolation prize,
right?
But who's also like they say it any other year, he's the number one,
sure. But he looks like that.
Yeah. When's the last player to be drafted into the NHL that looks like...
I don't know.
You know?
Like beautiful?
Yeah. Like
Sidney Crosby? Those curls?
I don't know. This guy kind of reminds me of like what the high school photo of Carrot Top would look like. Like pre-plastic surgery and buff-uppedness, right? Like just sort of...
Yeah, what happened
to Carrot Top?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Carrot Top's really handsome, right, guys?
Oh, riveting.
I can't take your eyes off.
Right.
It's a succulent, like, man.
John Hamm walks into that theater. Fuck off. We're watching this guy.
Oh, imagine if Carrot Top played Don Draper. I would have watched that.
Different show.
Yeah.
Different show entirely.
What a biopic.
Right. Don Draper stars in The Carrot Top Story.
But still a ton of props. That's like, but he's bringing them all onto the set of Mad Men. John, you can't do that.
Right. It would have to have like one of those Lifetime channel titles as well. It's like, A Box to Place My Things, The Story of Carrot Top. Have you ever seen Carrot Top live? Like, have you ever?
No.
No. Yeah.
No.
No,
I've never seen it, but I'm quite curious.
Yeah,
like it's one of those things. Like if I was in Vegas, I might give it a, you know, once I'm done.
Does
watching
he
hockey.
Do a show in Vegas?
Oh yeah, he sells and out.
He's got an industry.
So he's been relevant for 25 years now. Like he's been around for a long time.
Here's the thing: does Vegas instantly mean that you're relevant? Mm. It means you have a following, for sure.
Well, I guess that's relevance, I guess, right?
Depends on your bar, I guess, for relevance.
I think, I just wonder, like, how much of shows in Vegas are like, ooh, that guy, we have to go see it.
Yeah.
Or it's like, eh, we're in Vegas.
If you're like that in Vegas.
We're in Vegas.
But probably shouldn't have went to Vegas. Way,
that's the attitude I go armed with when I'm in.
I thought this would change my attitude about life, but it didn't. I guess that's the last chance.
Yeah. It's what goes in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah. Don't tell the guys at work I was doing crossword puzzles on the bench outside the buffet. It's Vegas. I would totally go to see him in Vegas.
Must be a hell of a prom act.
Right? And apparently he's still writing material.
That's awesome.
But I can't remember who I was talking with about this, but we were talking about like just what it would mean to be a prop act. And I was like, I would hate to have my entire act for that night dependent on the fact that a box made it in from New Jersey.
Yeah, that'd be stressful. You'd have to have a few boxes maybe, right?
Yes, I think he does. I think he's got a backup so that if it all goes pear-shaped, he may actually send it out in advance.
Maybe he has like a storage locker in each city he performs in, and he keeps a box there. So he never...
It's the emergency box.
You have to
punch into it to get it.
Here's the Minnesota chunk, and drop that out. Do you guys, when you're doing your sketch comedy... Is it strictly just you two? Do you ever bring props into it?
We try and keep it really low tech.
Yeah.
Just for that reason. So there's less things that can go wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Very... And also so we can do it at like stand up rooms and be super flexible.
Right.
So very little props in our in our sets.
Yeah. I mean,
when we first started, we had a couple props.
Right.
A couple things.
Yeah.
But that was like 6 years ago. So
yeah. Yeah, and we had our vaudeville costumes that we took everywhere.
Right. Which is how I first saw you guys, which was Parkinsonville. And whenever I would see that we were on the same show, I was like, oh, great. Because the vaudeville aspect, well, like, what brought that on? Like, first of all, how did you two get together and then start building out that Parkinsonville style of show?
Well, we went to Humber together. Mm-hmm. So we...
Get out.
I should have worn my Humber shirt. Like,
he would not play you so in the house.
Got that out of the way. Yeah. Yeah.
Go Whistling Cockroaches.
What is, what are the, what's Humber? The Hawks, right?
The Humber Hawks.
Oh, the Hawks.
Yes. Yeah, the Ox. The
there has to be a low-ranked college out there that has the Whistling Cockroaches. As,
yeah.
Right? Like the University of Phoenix has to be something like that, right?
Yeah, an online university. Yes. Yeah.
The Whistling Cockroaches.
Actually, if they are an internet college, it would have to be the Trolls.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's
clever and poignant right here.
Converse for rappers. Trolls. University of Phoenix.
Time to fax this to the patent office.
Okay, normally we do show notes. I'm just going to put that picture of that notepad. This is what we talked about.
I got to start using mine.
Yeah, do that. Okay, sorry. So you've got, which one is it? You've got the Lexington Inn and Suites.
Yeah, I got the Wong Sisters.
And you got the Wong Sisters.
I've got a real thick one here. It's one page on this notepad. So yeah. I'm running out of space.
Yeah.
I don't
write too much.
I did a lot of writing at the Lexington Inn.
Yeah, Windsor.
In Windsor, that's Ontario. Right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where are you going tonight?
I am going to, where is it? Waterford.
Oh.
Doing a charity.
Waterdown?
Maybe that's it.
I went to Waterford.
Oh, boy.
Like, just out east a little bit from here?
No, yeah. north, west, it's farther away. I thought. Hang on.
I think that's something near Collingwood something, isn't it?
Waterdown.
Yeah,
Waterdown. Yeah, Waterdown. Yes. Okay.
Waterdown.
Yeah, that's nice. Yes.
I've got a friend who lives in Waterdown.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, tell him to come out. We're at the Legion.
Yeah.
We're at the... Write down Legion.
and listeners at home, if you look at the show notes, I assume Todd will put up my picture of mustaches on the Wong sisters. Sonia and Sandra, who...
Yes.
No
one lets them know about that, eh?
Right.
The mustaches.
How easy it is to put mustaches on them.
Uh-huh. You put your picture out there.
WongSisters.com is my daily internet. That's I go to Yahoo, then WongSisters.com.
WongSisters.com.
Yeah. Ready to start my day.
A new post?
Yeah. Then I check out LexingtonHotels.com.
Right.
Oh, they take reservations.
I want all the...
Look, wait, so a hotel that takes reservations?
Wait, are hotels a thing anymore? We were talking about this a little while ago.
It's all online.
But hotels, just like, there's Airbnb, there's what's luxury suites? That's like a thing as well, where they get you a furnished apartment in a city.
Okay, yes, yeah. That's right.
That's like coming up, like, so like hotels are, they're getting...
They're feeling it, just like taxi cabs.
Right. Paris Hilton is going to wither away to nothing. She's going to be starving. I got to put out another sex tape, quick.
Yeah, she's due for a comeback, right?
Yeah.
She hasn't...
Well, she had that song.
Hotter Than Not.
She had that CD she released some time ago.
Yeah.
There was one good tune on that CD.
What would that have been?
Oh, it was like a kind of like a ska track.
Oh.
Yeah. It was okay. Oh, I don't remember how it went, but I remember it like I was like, this song's not bad.
Oh, as a huge ska lover... As I am, I want to listen to it, but then I know I'm just going to fly into a red mist rage.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin your love of ska and
it will. It's like, thank you. All of Jamaica is burnt to the ground as far as I'm concerned now.
There is a ska show at Grossman's tonight.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who's playing?
I do not know the names of the bands.
Okay. Where's Grossman's again?
In Spadina and College area.
Right. Okay. Yep. All right.
Yeah. Rebecca Adelman used to do a comedy show there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
6 or 7 years ago. I think we did it once. Maybe I just did stand up. Who knows?
Oh my So God, when I get back from Water Down,
yeah, don't go to Waterford.
Don't go to Waterford. That will be. I will be late. It will be tired. I'm in Waterloo. I don't know how this happened. Just I know water is prevalent. I know. Is this a naval base? Is that what we're doing? Is it a legion? Okay, so you guys started in Humber.
Yes.
And then, so what brought the sketch troupe together for you guys?
We were pretty good buddies at Humber, so we decided we wanted to do something together. And then I saw a posting somewhere for something looking for, like, vaudeville or clown or, like, burlesque or...
Yeah, it was like a cabaret show that was, like, looking for acts.
Okay.
Thing. So over a course of a weekend, we threw together a vaudeville act, which was really a parody of a vaudeville act.
Right.
And we did not get that audition.
No, but we remembered them saying they really liked it.
Yeah.
At an audition, they said they liked what we were doing, and then they didn't give us
They went the, out of their way, yeah. The, like, yeah. We left the audition, one of the guys ran out and was like, that was really good.
Yeah.
Right.
And to tie it all together, soon after that, we performed for the first time as Parkinsonville at Betty's at Corktown Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, yeah. That
and
was,
they went
which,
well.
Which may have been where I first saw you.
That could have been.
That's probable, yeah.
Maybe. Because I know there have been a few times. I remember once I was like at the extreme side of the stage. And so I was getting like just kind of profile. I may have been hosting the night. Which is, that's probably another thing.
Yeah, I've got vague memories of that first show as well.
Right. It very well could be that. So what was it about vaudeville that you guys just went, oh, was it just the fact that they were looking for that and you just ran with it? Or was there something about that style?
Well, we thought it was super funny to try and do it.
Right. Yeah, with nobody doing it really at all in the city. And
it's hard to find those hats.
Yeah,
fedoras.
Yes. Oh wait, hang on, hipsters. Forget I said anything.
Yeah,
you can't throw a hockey stick into the spokes of a single gear bike without finding a vaudeville hat.
Yeah, some areas of town we blended in perfectly.
Right.
Yeah. No one.
Are you guys going to the farmer's market?
We're trying to do a show. We're,
right.
Yeah.
We were making fun of something, but I guess we're not.
Oh no, we went from irreverent to relevant. So you got the joke, because that was the thing about that iteration of Parker and Seville. Mm-hmm. Like I saw it and it was just like so fresh. And I was like something completely different. Like it's for me, I've always been a fan of those, like styles of jokes that kind of grab a particular niche and twist it. And that's what you guys did.
Yeah.
You put like a modern spin on vaudeville and bringing in updated references, but all delivered in this very wacky style, you know, like that sort of like that 1920s, 1930s vaudeville style. But like, I think back of like the Mel Silverbacks of, do you know who that is? He advanced in when they were doing Last Comic Standing and they came to Canada.
Okay.
And he's I cannot remember the guy's name. He's out of Winnipeg, I believe. And he wears a gorilla suit with a full-on three-piece suit over that. And he calls himself Mel Silverback. And he does like 1960s, 70s, you know, hey, my wife, she's no boggin. Like that sort of thing. Except it's all gorilla and monkey based, right? So it's all about simians. And there were people, friends of mine, like non-comics, who hate just loathed it. And I went, that's the guy who wins. That is hilarious. Like, the jokes are awful. They're supposed to be.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I love that spin. There was a zombie comic years ago before zombies were in vogue in Montreal. And he would just get up and, like, you know, the long
walk. Yeah.
In his 8-minute set, 2 minutes of that was walking to and from the stage. Like, he was in character.
That's fantastic.
Right. And he would just do that. I used to do Rorschach doing stand-up comedy from The Watchmen. So I had I've done that a few times. And like last night, have you guys done Kitsch yet?
Yes,
we
did do that.
Kitsch Cabaret.
Yeah. A couple months ago. Which is Dean Young, the founding member of the network that we're on.
Oh.
This is part of the Top Cool Dave. Network of podcasts. Just like radio, but awesome. I have to say that every time by law. I have to push the brand.
This is like radio, but awesome, guys.
It is like radio, but awesome. We talked about, what, Trolls and Converse and, you know, so many things. I don't know why it was there, but like last night, there was a rabbit's head, like a, you know, like a costume rabbit head on, like, behind the microphone on, like, this bench or settee.
Oh, not on someone's head.
No.
Until you came up.
Well, that was the thing. No one made reference to it. I'm like, it's right. Like, and I love that too. Like, there was, I can't remember who the comic was, but there was tell of a guy who went up in a rabbit suit and just had the head under his arm and just delivered his jokes that way.
Yeah.
And made no reference to the fact that he was holding a bunny head in a bunny suit and then just walked off. And people went, well, aren't you gonna, cause he, oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming, you know. Or the guy that brings up a guitar, tunes it throughout the entire set, and then leaves.
Yeah,
love
that's
that.
I think we've done something close to that before. I remember having a guitar on stage and just not acknowledging it at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Two Humans has a sketch like that.
Yes.
Where they're like getting ready to play their guitars.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell you the punchline.
Can I guess Blackout?
It's like that.
I just saved myself $8. That's all I do.
Sorry, Two Humans.
I just spoil things.
I'll pay you later.
It's like radio, but awesome.
Yes.
Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah. I think we should say that about every single thing. Pens, they're like pencils, but awesome.
That is true, though. Yeah. I haven't thought about pens that way.
Yeah. Well, you can't erase it as easily.
I know. It's great. It's permanent.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It just means you're living your life with intention.
Right.
Yeah.
Is Erasermate still a thing? Do they still have those?
Like the pen eraser?
Yeah.
Oh.
That never worked, though, right?
Oh, it sure did.
Well, there's a thing that's disappearing,
right?
The
blue stubbly end of it?
Yeah. It just
felt like it just ripped your paper up.
Well, it did that.
Yeah. I think
so
that's all it did.
Technically, it erased it.
Yes, it did.
But you also have no paper.
Right.
Yeah, Whiteout's got to be feeling the crunch these days as well, right?
Right.
Like anything involving pens and paper.
Right.
That's like, it's falling away.
But I will say this, with the amount of documentation from FIFA and the Senate, anyone selling black Sharpies is in the black.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. There is redacting.
Yeah.
A lot of that going
Congratulations,
on.
Congratulations, Sharpie Company.
Yeah. You did it.
You're not just for autographs anymore. you guys were part of Sketchfest this year as well.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Because I saw your warm-up show. I think we were on the same show at the
Comedy Bar,
yeah. The Tuesday open mic. And so how was Sketchfest for you?
It was great. Yeah, we were actually we're part of a super group called Odat Dumb.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so we got to do twice as many shows as we would normally.
The yes of sketch comedy. The so. Asia.
That's right. That was fun. And so Odat Dumb won the Sketchiest Sketch Troupe Award, which Parker and Seville had won the year before.
Oh, wow.
To brag.
So this is your legacy.
That's right.
Yes.
So we just keep on making up new sketch troupes and giving it to ourselves.
Right. So then you'll fold yourselves into another.
That's right, yeah.
Right. Two Humans, come on. We're getting the Sketchiest Sketch Troupe.
Oh, we have a member of Two Humans.
Yeah, we have one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So they probably will get it next year.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. That's it just keeps spawning that way. It's like a human centipede of award winning.
That's right. Just as disgusting.
Right. That's a reference I will never get tired of. It's the human centipede of desserts. It's... So what was the when you guys were getting ready and actually performing at Sketchfest, like what venues were at, what were the crowds like? Take us through that.
Well, the Sketchfest crowds were amazing,
right,
in the city. Having done a few different sketch festivals in different cities, I still find Toronto is the best one.
Right.
Like, it's the most official one. It's, like, the one that sells the most tickets, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets bigger
Got
every
the
year.
Most venues. Yeah, the crowds, it's just like it's a two-week-long comedy party, it feels like.
Right.
Where every single night you can go to one of the venues and just run into a ton of people you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone's having a great time.
Yeah, Comedy Bar especially, because you have the bar right
there.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
It's just people hanging out for
It's just the mecca for drunk comics.
Mm-hmm. How many performances? We had two main shows with Parker and Seville, mm-hmm. two main shows with Odat Dumb, and then we performed almost every single night in the cabaret series.
Right.
So I think we did something like 14 performances over like a 3-week span.
Jeez.
Yeah, between we performed two almost every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was fun, exhausting, very heat strokey.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Like, were you walking dogs to and from the venue? And,
Yeah. Just tying them up out front. Yeah. And yeah.
You guys stay the there.
Yeah.
I'll be back in an hour. Plus curtain call.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an amazing experience, and it just keeps getting bigger and better every single year.
Right. So what other cities have you guys gone to?
We just did Montreal.
Oh, nice.
And that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't been to Montreal very much before.
Okay.
And it was a great, my sister lives there though.
So oh, great.
We got to stay with my sister.
That's easy.
Yeah. So that was nice. And we did New York last year.
Okay. So different from Montreal.
Yeah.
You know, less French.
I noticed that on New York.
I thought there was more French.
What neighborhood were you in? Yonkers has really changed.
Yonkers.
So what? How do you find the sketch reception in terms of like crowd response between like say Montreal and New York? Like if you had to describe sort of what the essence is of those. Because Montreal, I would get, and I'm just guessing here, would be a lot more clown-based
yeah.
because of the culture they're in, where I think, when I think of New York, I would see, like, people trying to get on SNL. So it's going mm-hmm. to be, like, that style of sketch. And
yeah, Montreal, the Montreal troops that we saw definitely were going for, like, what's the weirdest thing we can do and still call it sketch comedy?
Yeah, real, like, absurd stuff.
We're going to kill a baby seal every episode, every single show.
Yeah, like a lot of like free form, like mm-hmm. you're not sure where it's going next. No stopping the scene, no blackouts.
Right.
No real narrative. Like someone will just punch someone for no reason.
Right.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very into punching each other on stage.
Kissing for no reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's really just laughs, gags.
Yeah, it does feel like it.
Right?
Yeah.
That show looms over that city.
Oh. I don't know that I would stop punching people that wrote me into that. Like, I wonder how many, like, we see the outtakes on that show of just, like, the ones that succeed.
Yeah.
How many of those actors walk away with bloody noses and black eyes?
It's got to happen, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's got to go.
There's one that I saw a little while ago where a man was pretending to be blind and peeing, like, right. I guess, yeah, into a lake or a pool, but it was an actual, like, public, like, swimming pool where people were on tubes, and, like, they would float by, and he'd be pretending to pee on them.
Right.
Like,
Have
you seen that? There's got to be numerous people that just would freak out instantly and just go charging after, like, someone, right? Uh-huh. So, it's got to happen. I'm sure a lot of people die in the filming.
Uh-huh.
But still, now in Montreal, people are like, there's probably a lot of awful crimes that happens where people are like, oh, that's a gag.
Right.
We're used to this by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I'm actually murdering someone.
No, this is... Oh, you. Where's the waiver I need to sign? Come on. This is hilarious. Oh, look. The cops are coming, in air quotes. Oh, okay. I think you raise a point. I mean, like, it probably has kind of overshadowed that city a little bit in the same way that Borat can't do Borat anymore because everyone knows who Borat is.
Yeah.
I think there would be an instance of like that. Like, if shit actually went down, it's just like, oh, yeah, oh, you cars, where's the camera?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Montreal's like The Purge now.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see my wife was in on it, right? You know, you ran her over. Okay, that's a... Oh, the sirens. Nice touch. Nice touch. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, the paramedics, they look panicky. Those are good actors. Those are really good actors. So how was New York? I was just there this year myself, actually.
Oh, it was great. I love New York. Yeah, what did we do there?
Yeah, we did some comedy.
Yeah. Went to Paris and watched football.
One would hope.
Yeah, we watched a lot of football. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because that was in, November?
It would have been.
Yeah, football season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't... We I got some Brooklyn Pizza.
We saw the Andy Kaufman Awards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's a lot of weird stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. If we want to talk about absurdist comedy.
Well, let's do that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So what are the Andy Kaufman Awards?
It's awards celebrating kind of like unique, different style of comedians who were in the vein of Andy Kaufman.
Right.
Doing something very, very strange on stage.
Mm-hmm. I think his brother runs it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Alana Johnson from Toronto, or from the Canadian scene, was on it.
Okay.
Yeah, we knew she was going to be on, so we wanted to go check it out.
Right. Mm. I don't think she should have been on there. She's funny.
Yeah, now, and you know, she did very normal, like, characters and things. She was great, but right. it wasn't the way a lot of the other comedians went. There's one comedian who, he was a scientist.
Yeah.
Who was just answering questions about, like, dissecting mice. And, like, he never broke from that character. And it was one of the ones that it really was hard to tell if it was an act or if he was just talking about his job.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dark, and apparently it's exactly what they wanted. Like, that kind of material, you know?
Yeah, just where it's, like, one huge joke done for five minutes, and the longer it goes, the more absurd it is.
The winner was a... it was that PowerPoint. It was like the presentation one.
Yeah, about evolution.
Yeah, and he was dressed in a monkey suit. Was that?
Oh yeah, no, I think
Mel Silverback.
Mel Silverback.
There you go. Right. So,
but it was like an ape world where it was like flipped. It's like Planet of the Apes.
Right. Yes.
but a comedy bit, I think.
So let's talk about where we went wrong. Okay, now here's the clip. Just a picture of Charlton Heston with a line through his face.
What I mostly remember is the show being extremely long.
Yeah.
Like, insanely long.
Kaufman.
Okay. Yeah. And, like, his brother was hosting it, and he's, like, not a funny guy or an entertaining guy.
Right.
So
like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Okay. That's...
And he made everybody sing, he made everyone sing a song at the end of it that Andy Kaufman used to make people sing.
Sure.
So we all walked out being like, we all feel weird now. Like, life is not the same anymore.
But we got free pizza. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so they've upgraded from cookies and milk.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, okay. Free pizza for everybody, which was nice.
Sure.
It was a good time. It was just weird.
What's your opinion of Kaufman?
I like it. He's kind of an archetype, you know? Like. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, that's like Kaufman-esque, you know? So it's kind of hard to judge him as like good or bad. Like, I like that he exists. I don't know if I'd watch his...
He definitely figured out something. Like, he was talented and figured out a way to captivate people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was actually insane or if he was a sane man. Like, it was so hard to really tell what if he even... really knew what he was doing. That's like what I found from his performance.
Yeah, it's like he lived his whole life like it was a joke. It was like the extreme of comedy that way.
Right. Well, if we learned anything from the documentary Man in the Moon.
Yeah.
I learned a lot.
Yes. he looks very much like Jim Carrey. I didn't remember that. That was weird. I don't know. There's part of me that just goes, I get it. Like, I understand what he's going for and... you know, salute him for doing that, but I just find that I'm the only one who gets this joke to be exhausting.
Yeah.
That's my thing, where I just, okay, yeah, I get it. And because there comes a time, like, you know, comics who are always on, like, just, and you never get, like, the straight thing, or, like, you know, if they adopt a character, they never break that facade ever. I find that tiring. Like, it would be nice to just
exhausting.
Go, seriously, do you like skim milk? You know?
I mean, as comedians, we've all been in that situation where you're talking to a comedian at, like, after a show, and you're like, it's just us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just talk to me about your day. Yeah. You don't have to be doing this right now.
Right. So this is going to be my 5-hour drive to Chalk River, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I hope you like loud music that drowns out voices.
That was the greatest set of his life.
Yeah. Are you happy you witnessed the magic? Oh, I'm going to stab myself in the face. I honestly, I can't think of like anything that would be more tiring than just...
yeah.
than just that. Like, there needs to be a point where you break and you just go, we're humans. Like, we can just talk.
I think they must be so uncomfortable with being themselves that they almost have to do that.
Yeah. The other thing I love is that when they're so on that you don't realize they're doing bits because it all just blends together. Because I was at a show and a guy was on and we're having this conversation, which I'm like, okay, fine. I can see you're trying to do it. He goes up on stage and half of our conversation was his act. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, really? You did bits?
Yeah. He was trying them out on you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you didn't even,
And by the way, I'm the perfect person to try out bits on. I have, just my soul is scorched earth. it's funny. Yep.
Yeah, nice. Change that word.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's it. Oh, do you suffer from this? Because I do, and I find it, like, at just for last, whenever I go, it hits me like a fucking brick house, like, every time, where I'll watch something and I can't enjoy it because I'm constantly going, okay, so where's this going? Where's it going to set up?
Yeah.
I think I would have rewritten that and like, you know, I'm critiquing it as opposed to just going, fuck, just enjoy it, right?
Yeah, just laugh.
Right.
Well, yeah, I hate that.
You're a comedian. I mean, like, it's how we process jokes, right?
It's like very, a sacrifice to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, when you become an actor and you get behind the scenes and you understand, like, this isn't a magical place of, like, the things that are happening. It's
right.
just people are working and, like, this is why the scene looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Dave said, you sacrifice it so you can be a better comedian yourself. Or... Right.
I find it hard to answer the question, like, what's your favorite comedian or what comedians do you like now? Because I'm just like, no, everyone exists and I don't evaluate them anymore. I just kind of know what they do.
that's your answer to
that's the end game.
Who's your favorite comedian? Everyone exists and I don't evaluate
them. Right. Oh, so Kaufman.
Yeah. Yes, Kaufman.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Comedian?
Yeah.
I'm in the...
Since Dave couldn't give us anything but a bullshit answer,
like,
have you got one,
all
Matt?
I ever say are just, like, people that we've, like, grown up, like, doing comedy with.
Right.
Like, local comedians.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if I really thought, like, Norm MacDonald was probably one of the earlier guys that really influenced me.
Absolutely.
Or Harlan Williams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We really love Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're kind of a big inspiration for us.
Uh-huh.
But there's no one I'm just like, oh, I gotta go see their show. Like, I don't even think... about going to a comedy show on my downtime.
Right.
Because that's, like, the last thing I want to do is go to a comedy show if I'm not, you know, if you're not performing at it or doing something at it.
Right. It's that old joke of the gynecologist coming home. His wife is his wife in, like, a negligee, and he's like, sweetheart, if I see one more of those. I found, like, in terms of being able to disconnect and just enjoy a comic, I find David Acker out of Montreal to be that guy.
Oh, yeah,
every time he comes to town, I just, like, I don't know what it is about him. I don't know whether it's the fact that he owns a comedy club I'm trying to perform at and really want to milk his cock a little bit.
Probably.
No, but it's...
Oh, yeah, I love him too.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic, right? He, like, for years, whenever I'd see him, he was just like one of those guys, like, he's just captivating. And I think what's great is that his comedy takes you by surprise so much you haven't got time to process it. And it's just, I find Second City the same way.
Yeah.
So whenever I go to a Second City show, it's just like, there'll be one point in the show where I'm still laughing 5 minutes ago, you know, the joke that made me do that. And my wife is like, still laughing at that? It's like, yes, I'm still, you made me think of it again.
It is hard to laugh as a cool comedian too, I guess, though. Because you're kind of just giving it up, what you're trying to get from everyone.
Right. But do you guys find that, because I've been trying to train myself to just laugh and enjoy things, as opposed to being the jaded asshole at the back that's like, oh, I only laugh at the things when they really go wrong, or it's just so inside this stupid audience doesn't get it, because I'm hip and cool and awesome. And I've tried to break myself of that habit.
Mm-mm.
Do you enjoy comedy still?
Oh, yeah.
I think
definitely. I think that's something that I was searching for a long time as well, to remove myself from the situation.
Right.
And yeah, I can now, watching, like, other friends and people doing comedy, I just try to pay attention. Like, it sounds really, like, hippie style, but I just try to, like, pay attention to the energy.
Yes.
And I try to get lost in that as much as possible. Uh-huh. Not so much what people are saying or doing, just enjoying just when a crowd is having a good time. and you can tell that the person on stage has no fear with right. what they're saying. Like, that's what I look for the most. Mm-hmm. Just that loss of fear on stage, and you know someone's just embracing what they're doing.
Right.
And yeah, my New Year's resolution this year was no professional jealousy. Just enjoy everyone's success.
How's that going?
It's a work in progress. Still.
Yeah. That's an easy fucking wagon to fall off of, yeah. isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm feeling good. You know, I got these things going for me. Got this show in a town that's got water in the name. I'll figure it out on the way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'll just open up Twitter and see what CBS special. Fuck! Ah! This is... Why do people succeed around me so much? Oh.
I just watched this short online. Have you seen it? The one with Chris Locke and Nathan Fielder and no. And John Doerr?
No, that's an all-star cast.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's super duper funny.
Right.
And Nathan was in our class at Humber.
Right.
And he has a show on the Comedy Network, Nathan For You.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's doing amazing. And it's always funny because you're just like, wow, this guy got it so early on, and mm-hmm. he knows what he's doing, and he's going to all the places. Like, he did a voice on The Simpsons.
Right.
And, to us regular comedian folks, we're just like, how is that even possible?
Right.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I was just like, man, he is so funny. He just gets it so yes. well.
Uh-huh.
And I think early on, like, the early days where you're like, oh, someone's doing so well, like, how do they, why do they mm-hmm. get to understand this? And right. I don't yet.
Right.
So that's definitely I think jealousy is a regular thing with a lot mm-hmm. of people, especially in the comedy world.
Right.
And now it's just straight up support for these people that yeah. are doing amazing things.
It's because I'm with you, Dave, on this. It's exhausting, I find, to try and keep your rage up of so many people that are getting good things.
Yeah. Because you know? People are going to get good things.
Literally. It's just like you open Twitter and Facebook, you would not stop screaming. It's like, hey, I'm going to JFL. Fuck! Yeah. Just calm down and do your work.
Yeah.
Like,
and then,
yeah.
Yeah.
If it's someone you don't know that well, and then you end up getting to know them at a show right. or something, like, oh, yeah, of course, you're a nice guy like everyone
else. Oh,
right. Yeah.
I think that's really what we probably noticed the most, that pretty much every comedian that you hang out with, they're just really nice people, because you almost have to be a right. nice person in this industry. Early on,
yes.
I know, it depends on...
That's probably so the most qualified I could make that sound. Yes.
But I remember jerks before or something, uh-huh. and it feels like they're disappearing more. I don't know if maybe I'm just kind of looking more for nice people.
Right.
I think you have to be a... very talented to succeed while being a jerk to everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
You just have to, you got to have that special quality to you to be a jerk and still be extremely, uh-huh. Successful.
Right.
Say on the podcast, everyone who you think is a jerk.
Right well, now. Let's go. Okay. I actually have them written down here. I'm making a list. Most of them are former guests. Daryl Pring. He's an asshole. His episode went up earlier. He's fine. He's great.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to go see his Fringe show, actually.
Yeah.
It sounds like OCD. Obsessive compulsive
Daryl, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you guys ever do Fringe festivals?
We did in 2009.
Okay.
We did the Toronto in the basement of Honest Ed's.
Oh, that's a perfect place for Parker and Seville.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm assuming it was the old-timey guys. You were doing the vaudeville version. Yeah.
Yeah, we did that Parker and Seville vaudeville show. We did it in Ottawa as well.
Right. Mm.
We had people walk out on it in Ottawa.
Beautiful!
Yeah.
They're assholes.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. But some people loved it.
We had a joke about the queen, and they were just
shit.
They're like, they that's the line. Yeah. We were like, wow.
Right.
People actually walked out of a show we did.
That was the last joke we thought would have been anyway.
Yeah.
You talked about miscarried ponies and didn't bat an eye.
They were on board for that.
Yeah.
And then the Honest Ed's one was full of a lot of... people shop. It was in the basement of Honest Ed, so we just had just a sheet up covering
bed sheets,
the performance area,
us from the
right?
store.
And we had so many people shopping and just popping their heads and being like, "Can I buy something in here?" just during the middle of our shows,
right?
Yeah. So that was a real weird show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I find with Honest Ed's anymore, I look at the stuff and I go, the merchandise is shit, right? We all know this.
Yeah.
It's just you should not be able to buy frying pans for 8 cents.
Yeah.
You're going to die from the amount of aluminum that's in them. But like, it's to the point now where I even like when it's a brand name and you're looking at it, I go, there's something wrong with it. Oh, like there is like, it's Aquavel. It says Aquavel on the outside, but I know it's battery acid. Well, I know that.
How long do those batteries last from there?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that kind of stuff.
Right. Battery acid turns out is really good for your pores.
Oh. Well, it opens them for sure.
Yeah.
You know, right to the bone.
It's the same as the Eraser Mater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that, like, because they have, like, the Jameson's pills, like, you know, like the herbs and
oh, not
know, like
the scotch and pill.
No, no, okay. No. Right. Oh, wouldn't that be great? That solves my wife's drinking problem right there. Whiskey in a pill form. Done. Pours that down my gullet.
Sign me up for that, too. Yeah.
The I look at those because they're in the window. It's like, oh, that's my brand of, like, you know, vitamin D and odorless garlic and all that bullshit that I think saves my life and does nothing. It's my monthly prescription to placebos.
Yeah. Right.
And I just look at it and go, I know these things are not going to be right. Like, you know, they'll be in the mispackage or like, you know, every one of the seals are broken. Oh, these are good.
I used to do a stand-up joke about that because I went into a Shopper's Drug Mart and they had a discount vitamin bin.
Yeah.
It was like, these vitamins are all 50% off. And I was just like wondering, like, why are they 50% off? Like, that shouldn't be something that you want to buy on discount, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I think I said like scorpions were popping out of them when you opened up or something. Like, I can't remember what the joke was.
I love that. Was it Darren McIntyre who?
I think Tim really liked
or
that
maybe
one.
Tim
yeah,
talked about
Tim
it
Gilbert.
For like
yeah.
10 years after you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the exact same thing. Like, right. Oh, nice, half price vitamins.
Right.
Time to put these in my body.
Mm-hmm. Who, it's like the same people who buy like the stuff that's on that one rack, that one wheel, like rack with wheels on it in the grocery store that has 50% off
those
or more
stickers. Yeah.
Right.
There's so much hair dye on there.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think this is a banana anymore.
Yeah. You have to eat it on the way home from the store.
Right.
Yeah. You can't let anybody know.
Yeah. It's like best before in seconds.
Yeah. Eat it now.
Eat it now. Now. Eat it. We'll scan it in. We'll use the barcode. Just get it into your belly. Just, I don't care if it's empty when you get to the cash register. Okay. We have to talk about the album.
Oh,
so here
yeah,
it is.
Sure.
So here it is. Side Sizzle. I'm holding it up to the listener like they can see it. It's we will have, you can get this on like online. Can you purchase
Bandcamp
it?
Or iTunes.
Okay. So I will find the link in iTunes. We'll drop that in there. Awesome. Unless you want Bandcamp up there. I don't know which one.
Either's good.
Okay. Yeah. Where did you record this?
At Comedy Bar.
Nice.
Yeah, we did two shows in one night and just took the best sketches from from each.
All right. And good 7-tracker.
Yeah,
that's all you need, right?
Yeah. Well, hang on. You're really just doing the same sketch 3 times.
Yeah, that's a runner.
Fuck, this is a ripoff. Okay.
That's Heat Stroke Boys. We joked about Heat Stroke before, and we have a bit where we have Heat Stroke as characters.
Yep.
And it's very confusing.
If you like Heat Stroke, this is the CD.
Yeah.
Why do I get the feeling it's just Matt's journal?
You know what? It probably is close to that.
All right. Side Sizzle. We'll have links in the show notes. You can get those at Comedy Above the Pub. Does Parker and Seville have a web presence online?
We're at parkandseville.com.
Mm-hmm.
And all the regular social media outlets.
Your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace, your ICQs.
Yeah,
your,
that's right.
Yes. Your Friendsters, your classmates.com.
We're ICQ only on MySpace and ICQ.
Yeah, your Ancestry.ca. That's
Ancestry.ca / Parker and Seville.
Parker and Seville. That's right. Yeah, right. How about individually? Where do you guys hang your hats online so people can find you?
At Dave Bark is my Twitter.
Mm-hmm. B-A-R-K?
B-A-R-C.
Wow.
En français.
And mine is at Matthew Cowell.
Okay.
That's my Twitter. Yep. And just regular Facebook.
Okay.
I'm not huge online for things, you know?
My clients aren't online either. I don't need to worry about it.
I don't discern for Facebook friend requests, though.
You can find a lot of my entries at www.wongsisters.com.
Oh, get in there and draw mustaches.
I'm hoping at WantSisters.com they just post about how much they hate each other.
Right.
It's like a little sister infighting.
I can't believe that conniving bitch Sonya is stepping into my territory. She knows I control Parkdale. What is wrong with that? Okay, and we're going to cut it right there. Thanks, guys, for showing up.
Oh,
and,
thank you so much.
And this was a folks, lot of fun. Make sure you go out and buy this lovely album, Side Sizzle. It's going to be great. Right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Everyone will love it.
Right. See that? Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. Money back guarantee right there.
We're comedians, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Everything it's got jokes.
Everything we say is funny. Everything. Yeah. You should hear my eulogies. Thanks, guys, for showing up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. You can follow this very podcast on Twitter at CATP Podcast. That's right, folks. Cat P. You can follow me personally at Hey It's TVA. And you can also follow Defiander, who is absent today at Defiander.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Defiander.
Yeah, how do you like that empty chair?
This is going to be really well produced.
Yeah, that's it's going to sound like the isolated track of Courtney Love when she pissed off the sound producer and he isolated her vocal and guitar tracks. It is fantastic. It is better than any I Can Has cheeseburger meme ever. It is the best. Ladies and gentlemen, go to iTunes while you're buying Side Sizzle. By Parker and Seville.
Open two windows.
Yes, or just once they complete the order,
or
they can
two
go
computers.
Here.
Yeah.
Yes, they can. They can go. Make sure you buy two computers. Okay, this is what we need you to do. Help support the economy. Buy
it's
two
not
computers,
bad, but it's worth it.
Yeah, one dedicated only to comedy album purchase. The other one you can use the same iTunes account. Ironically, you go and give this podcast a 5-star rating and tell your friends all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Dave, Matt, the erstwhile Darcy, and myself, when you listen into Cappy, you're in for a good time.
Lately, I find I rush.